Tanya for the 29th day of Tishrei, Chof Tes Tishrei, is in a Geres HaKedesh, Daf Kuf Nem. The number at the bottom of the page is 542. The Alter Rebbe is explaining the statement in Tzavosh HaRivosh that when a Goy is distracting a Jew from the davening, that the Jew should learn from that God is testing him to see his devotion to the davening, which means that in this distraction that the goy is introducing, there is an element of godliness there, the presence of a shechina. So the Alter Rebbe explains, how can it be that in a goy who is doing something bad, there should be the presence of a shechina? So he explains that the shechina means the word of God. And the Word of God is that which gives life to all of existence. And in the Word of God, there are many levels. There's the Word of God as it is in Atzilus and Bria, all the way down to Asiya. And in the world of Asiya itself, there's the Word of God as it is in that which is holy, versus the way it is in that which is not holy. In that which is not holy, the Word of God is not clothed within the thing itself, but surrounds it and gives it life from the outside, from above. Now the Alter Rebbe is going to explain more specifically how the Word of God gets broken down into so many different levels to where it can be present, or some aspect of it can be present even in the sinful behavior of the non-Jew. V'hine, af ki Hashem echad u'shma yechad. We're saying that the Shechina comes in many levels. The Shechina is the Word of God. But we know that God is one and His name is one, the Hainu, Diburei V'ruach Piv. What do we refer to when we say the name of God, His name is one? We are referring to His speech, the breath of His mouth, HaMechuna B'Zeir HaKodesh B'Shem Shmoi, which is described in the Zohar as His name. Just as the name is necessary only where there's a second person, a person alone doesn't need a name. The same is also true with speech. Speech is necessary only for a second person. When a person's alone, he doesn't use his faculty of speech. That's why speech is sometimes described as God's name. So Hashem Echad u'Shma Yechad, so God and His speech, Hu Yochid u'Miyuchad, they are one and united, the Af al Pikein, and in spite of this, Ha'oza v'Hamshochas Ha'chayis, Ha'nimsheches Meruach Piv Yisbazeich, the ray of life that comes from the breath, from the Word of God, is divided, mischalekes ledalad madrege sheneis, gets divided into four different levels, shein dalad elemeis atzilus bri yitzia asiyo, which are the four worlds, the hashinui hu, and what is it that creates the distinction, the difference, between the Word of God as it is in one world, to the Word of God as it is in another world, since it is all godliness? So the difference comes, machmas tzimtzumim u'mesechem rabim, through many contractions, l'tzamtzim ha'er v'hachayis, to contract and to limit the light and the life, u'lahastidei, and also to conceal it. So there are two parts to the diminishing of the godliness as it comes down the chain of worlds. One is that the light itself is diminished in terms of quantity, and also that the light that is there is concealed and hidden within the curtains, or the other ways of describing that which conceals the light, not only diminishes it. So the light is diminished, and then it is also concealed. That it shouldn't be as bright, it shouldn't illuminate as brightly in the world of Bria as it does Kemei Be'elam HaAtzilus. U'Be'elam HaYitzido, and in the world of Yitzido, which is the third world downward, Hu'al Yedei Tzimtzumim U'Mesachim Yeser, the light reaches there through further contractions and further concealments. Aval ein shum shinui chas v'sholem ba'atzmus hashchino. So the difference is only in the degree of its revelation, but not, God forbid, in its substance, in its essence. Shehudvar Hashem v'ruach piv, it remains the word of God and the breath of his mouth. V'gam b'b'chinas ha'odav ha'mshochas ha'chayus, and even in the revelation and the expression of this life, hine ha'odav sheba'atzilus, the ray of godliness as it is in Atzilus, Bekas HaMosoch, shines through the curtain of Mislabesh as the Bria, and is thereby clothed in the world of Bria. V'chem v'Bria liyetzira mitzir la'asiyah. V'lochein eirin sev baruch v'sheba Atzilus, and that's why the godliness as it is in the world of Atzilus, who gam kim ba'asiyo be'elam hazeh ha'chumri, exists also and is present also in this lowest world. In the mundane world of this physical mundane world, al yedei slapshusei b'malchus debiyah kimavur hato b'kisri harizal, through being clothed in the level of malchus, of bi yitzira asiya, the malchus of Atzilus is present even in this lowest world, as is explained fully in the writings of the Arizal. In today's Hayem Yem, for the 29th of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that our custom is to make the bracha when we see the rainbow, even though there are those authorities who are hesitant about it, but our minhag is to make the bracha. A resident in the city, in the town of Mezhebuz, was having a quarrel, an argument with another. And once, while they were in the Baal Shem Tov shul, one of them shouted at the other that he is so angry at him that he would tear him to pieces like a fish. The Baal Shem Tov had heard this, and he told his students, his chassidim, to hold each other's hand and to stand near him with their eyes closed. Then he placed his hands on the shoulders of the two students next to him, and the circle was completed. Suddenly, they began shouting in great terror because they saw in front of their eyes how this guy is actually dismembering his friend. And this incident shows clearly that every potential has an effect, so that even something said in speech and not actually done, but it too has an effect, either in physical form or on a spiritual level, that can be seen only when one is on a higher level and with more refined senses. But the effect is there.